Johnny was waiting for me when I arrived. The submersible had been dark and dank with the sweat of abandonment. The Farcaster had been of a military variety I'd never seen before. It was a relief to step into sunlight and a city street with Johnny waiting. I told him what had happened with Q. We walked empty streets past old buildings. The sky was pale blue, fading toward evening. No one was in sight. "Hey," I said, stopping. "Where are we?" It was an incredibly Earth-like world, but the sky, the gravity, the texture of the place was like nothing I'd visited. Johnny smiled. "I'll let you guess. Let's walk some more." There were ruins to our left as we walked down a wide street. I stopped and stared. "That's the Colosseum," I said. "The Roman Colosseum on old Earth." I looked around at the aging buildings, the cobblestone streets, and the trees swaying slightly in a soft breeze. "This is a reconstruction of the old Earth city of Rome," I said, trying to keep the astonishment out of my voice. "New Earth?" I knew at once that it wasn't. I'd been to New Earth numerous times, and the sky tones, smells, and gravity had not been like this. Johnny shook his head. "This is nowhere in the web." I stopped walking. "That's impossible. By definition, any world which could be reached by Farcaster was in the web." "Nonetheless, it is not in the web."
"Where is it, then?"
"Old Earth." We walked on. Johnny pointed out another ruin. "The Forum." Descending a long staircase, he said, "Ahead is the Piazza di Spagna, where we'll spend the night." "Old Earth," I said, my first comment in 20 minutes.
"Time travel?"
"That is not possible, Emlamia."
"A theme park, then?"
Johnny laughed. It was a pleasant laugh, unselfconscious and easy. "Perhaps. I don't really know its purpose or function. It is an analog." An analog. I squinted at the red setting sun just visible down a narrow street. "It looks like the hollows I've seen of old Earth. It feels right, even though I've never been there."
"It is very accurate."
"Where is it? I mean, what star?"
"I don't know the number," said Johnny. "It's in the Hercules cluster."
I managed not to repeat what he said, but I stopped and sat down on one of the steps. With the Hawking Drive, humankind had explored, colonized, and linked with Farcaster worlds across many thousands of light years. But no one had tried to reach the exploding core suns. We had barely crawled out of the cradle of one spiral arm.
The Hercules Cluster.
"Why has the Technocore built a replica of Rome in the Hercules Cluster?" I asked. Johnny sat next to me. We both looked up as a whirling mass of pigeons exploded into flight and wheeled above the rooftops.
"I don't know, Emlamia. There is much that I have not learned, at least partially because I have not been interested until now."
"Braun," I said.
"Excuse me?"
"Call me Braun." Johnny smiled and inclined his head.
"Thank you, Braun. One thing, though, I do not believe that it is a replica of the city of Rome alone. It is all of old Earth."
I set both hands on the sun-warmed stone of the step I was sitting on.
"All of old Earth? All of its continents? Cities?"
"I believe so. I haven't been out of Italy and England, except for a sea voyage between the two, but I believe the analog is complete."
"Why, for God's sake?"
Johnny nodded slowly. "That may indeed be the case.
Why don't we go inside and eat and talk more about this? It may relate to who tried to kill me and why.